This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org.
Welcome, welcome to episode...
Welcome, welcome to another year at Taylor Talk.
102 of Taylor Talk.
Hey,
relax yourself. The Taylor Swift podcast.
Relax yourself.
My name is Diane.
I am Adam. I'm Diane, and I'm Steve.
Sounds like a good show.
Like, okay, you need to relax yourselves.
You just need to do the whole intro.
Can I do the intro?
Go ahead, do the intro.
Wait, what episode is this?
102.
102?
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to episode 102 of Taylor Talk. I'm Diane.
That was terrible.
What are you talking about?
That was pretty good.
I did such a good job.
Show some enthusiasm. It's... Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another episode of Taylor Talk, episode 102. My name is Adam.
I talked during that, though. You can't use it.
Now you're supposed to say, I'm Diane.
Oh, I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And here we are for another midweek episode. Today is, what is today? Thursday, November 28th. It is Thanksgiving here in the U.S., in the United States, and Thanksgiving is basically a day where we eat a lot of food, and you'll probably have to roll me out of my house like a bowling ball when I'm done.
That's really gross.
Take an afternoon nap.
Yes.
Well, turkey makes you sleepy, actually. There's something in it called tryptophan, and it actually makes you tired.
Thanks for sharing. Anyway, so in light of the holiday today, I don't want to make this a whole Thanksgiving episode because not everybody listening celebrates Thanksgiving, but I thought it would be fun to at least share a Thanksgiving joke. Anybody care to hear?
Oh, sure.
Okay. What happened when the turkey got into a fight?
I don't know.
He got the stuffing knocked out of him. Oh, I forgot. Diane doesn't know anything about food. Stuffing is the croutons and celery and things. You put it inside the turkey.
I love stuffing.
Okay.
Don't be rude.
Okay. So one more thing Thanksgiving related before we actually get to Taylor Swift. For those of you who are celebrating Thanksgiving today, hopefully you're listening to the episode today and in time to use this. However, I'm going to teach you all a song to sing that is going to annoy the heck out of everybody around you, and it's going to be glorious. So every time somebody says the word turkey on Thanksgiving, what you're supposed to do is you sing. And it goes like this. Turkey, 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 gobble, gobble, gobble. You eat a whole bunch and you wobble, wobble, wobble.
Did one of your nieces teach you that song, like the babies?
No.
Oh.
Nope. That's that one's on my It's on me.
On me?
On me. So, you know...
That's almost as good as what the fox says.
Oh, Steve, no. No, stop it. That's worse than Gangnam Style. Let's get to the episode, shall we? So, sure. I wanted to do the intro today in, like, a British accent.
Why?
Well, because Taylor just performed at the White Winters Gala at Kensington Palace in London, UK, for the royal family. And something that was really cool that happened there, she got to do a... Well, not a duet, but a truet. What is it when three people sing?
A trio?
I said truet instead
no,
of duet.
No, that's a combo between duet and trio. I'm just trio.
Okay, a trio. She sang Living on a Prayer with Bon Jovi, the performer of that song, and also with Prince William. And so... Diane's like smiling right now.
Smiling because their like little performance was cute. Like, I believe Bon Jovi started singing, and then he was like, "I want the prince up here," or something along those lines. And Prince William would only go up there and sing if Taylor went with him. So that's how that kind of started.
Where'd you hear that? I haven't heard that one.
I read it online.
Oh.
And I watched the video where it happened, so it happened.
Okay. I watched the video also. I couldn't help but smile during the video. It was like you got three of the most like incredibly famous people on stage together, basically singing Bon Jovi, it's his song, so he did good. But the other two, It was like karaoke.
It was like karaoke, but I mean, whatever. Like, it was supposed to be fun. It wasn't supposed to be some spectacular, like, Grammy performance.
In all fairness, in defense of Taylor, who sang kind of goofy during the video, in my opinion, I think it's only because Bon Jovi mixed it up and he did a strange version of the song rather than the original, and Taylor was belting out the original.
Mm.
Well, I think what it was, Adam, was, like, the way that she even was, like, kind of dancing around on stage, it was, like, kind of like what I normally do when I sing in the car.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you crank it up. Like, I can actually see her, like, driving around town in her vehicle, cranking up Living on a Prayer that's playing on the radio, and just, like, performing the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like to me.
Well, it's so funny, too, because Bon Jovi is the one that actually had the mic, and you could see Prince William and Taylor just sort of singing on either side of him. And then there was one point when Taylor actually, like, got close to the mic and you heard her, like, scream, "Living on a Prayer!" And you're like, oh, holy cow, Taylor's there.
Yeah. Oh, and then that part where she gave Prince William a double high five. That was, I mean, I think, when was it? A couple weeks ago, she was doing an interview and they told her, don't high five the royal family. So Taylor Swift goes to England and then gives Prince William a double high five.
I thought in that interview, though, it was that Taylor couldn't high five the Queen.
That's true.
Right. But we're talking about the future King of England here. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't look offended. Like, he's a young guy. Like, he knows what a high five is. I don't think it was the end of the world.
Pip, pip, cheerio. What is this high five thing you're doing here?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he high fived her back, so it was cool, and he was smiling. So.
Oh, yo, T Swizzle, what's up, girl?
That sounded very Australian.
Oh my gosh, my Aussie accent sounds British. My British accent sounds Australian.
What
can't ever get
do
it right.
With you?
Like, how bad would it have been though if Taylor went up for the double high five and the prince leaves her hanging? That would have been a little rough, though.
That would have been funny.
I mean, I think the fact that he was singing with Bon Jovi on stage kind of, I mean, he already crossed the line himself. Like, I don't think the Queen of England would sing with Bon Jovi on stage, but I don't know. Prince William's, like, young and hip, so it's, like, it was okay.
I think the fact of the matter is here that Prince William, if you take away the prince, he's just William, and William is just like any of us.
Just Will.
Yeah, they could have. Oh my gosh, I thought of the best video ever.
Okay.
Prince William can be, well, Big Willie style.
Huh?
And Taylor can be T Swizzle, and they can do a rap album together.
You called
him? Or what about Will I Am?
Big Willie style?
Yeah, wasn't that Will Smith's album back in the day?
Yeah, that was his classic album everyone loves. Yeah.
Diane wouldn't know that one.
No, I don't know that.
That was like from the turn of the century there back in 2000-ish.
Mm. I want to see a Big Willie style T-Swizzle collab. That's going to be on the Red Album.
The Red Album? You mean the one that already
the
happened?
Fifth, the one after Red Album. Stop it.
The fourth album you think is going to be on the fourth album, Adam? You're silly.
No, the fifth album. Okay. Whatever
Taylor
puts out next.
There's going to be a special edition of Red that'll be on.
It's going to be the red. It's not even going to be red platinum. It's going to be like red diamond edition.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Titanium edition.
No, I think titanium's a step down from platinum.
Really?
I don't know. I could be making it up. I don't know my precious metals very well.
Okay, well, anyway, speaking of precious metals, let's bring this back to Taylor Swift. When she performed at the gala, she performed, what was it, two songs, right? Love Story and 15. And for one of them, she played with her sparkly guitar, which we haven't seen in a long time. I don't think we've seen that since, what, the Speak Now tour?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to her guitars. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you can't miss that one. It's sparkly.
I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought it was cool.
So, I don't know why. You know, it's something interesting. First off, before I get even further, because I know I'll forget otherwise, I want to give a special shout out right now to at TSwiftCan on Twitter, who helped me plan out this episode when I was in a bind. And I was like, what do we talk about? She was really helpful there. And something she pointed out was the fact that both of those songs were performed acoustically, and was like, why don't you guys talk about why? And In my opinion, I think it's because it was a charity event. Like, it wasn't a rock concert.
Yeah, and plus, like, they asked her to come. I mean, they didn't ask her band, and it's just, I mean, they wanted to see her play and her sing. And I think that's the only way she could have done it.
Now, from what I understand, too, the band and everyone is already in New Zealand, because the tour does start up, well, tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah. And plus, with Bon Jovi, it was just him on stage, too. Like, he didn't have anyone else. So I think that's just what the event called for. Like,
yeah.
They just wanted the specific artists that they invited.
But I think it was really well executed from what I could see. As of this recording, there are only little clips of 15 and Love Story out there. You know, and then the full version of the Bon Jovi song. That's why we're able to comment on that a little bit more. But I think they were well executed. They were just kind of soft and nice. And I also heard, again, online, it's very hard to get details on a private event. But something like Taylor saying Love Story
it's because it was the first time that she sang it for a real prince and princess.
Something like that,
that
yeah, because
really
cool. It's about princes and princesses. She got to sing it for the real princes and princesses.
Mm. Yes.
I can tell Steve is really into this conversation right now.
No, I'm cool with it.
Steve, would you rather answer an Ask FM question? Would that be more up your alley?
No, we could do whatever, but yeah, I'm game with either one.
All right, so let's go to the Ask FM and see what questions we pulled off for this week. This is kind of an interesting one. Steve, we'll let you go first on this one. If Taylor herself was a guest on Taylor Talk, what would you guys talk about? What questions would you ask her? And that was from Nozomi.
Hmm. You know, I think part of it is there are so many questions that she always gets asked that one of the things I'd make sure would be questions that, like, you know, some of those burning questions we have that no one else has asked yet. But, like, I always go back to musical influences, though. Like, I swear that people don't ask her enough, like, where she gets her musical influences from.
Right. Are you referring to older artists, like artists that she is inspired by?
Probably, yeah. Current artists.
Because
too.
We know what inspires her lyrics. It's her real life.
Right, but growing up, you know, there has to be certain artists out there that you just, you understood, and you're actually, almost like your music DNA is really based on the artist and the music that you listened to growing up.
Her grandma.
Some opera.
I told you. Look at that. Her grandma and Paul Potts. I'm telling you, the fifth album is opera.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You also thought that the fifth album was Red, so.
I hate you, Steve.
Yes.
Diane, what's your burning question for Taylor?
I would like to have, like, an hour-long conversation with her about her lyrics. Like, I want to know which lyrics she's the most proud of. Like, off each album. I know that she might say, like, and you know, like, oh, well, my favorite lyric is the one that I just wrote, which, of course, like, she can't tell us because it's on the fifth album. But I would ask her, like, about certain songs and, like, where she got the idea to write, like, this one lyric. Like, I would really go, like, in depth with her because, I mean, to me, her songwriting is, like, the coolest thing ever. So that's what I talk about.
Do you know what's interesting is it's interesting we got this question today. Because I was just listening to a podcast today about podcasting. Yes, they do exist, and I do listen to podcasts about podcasting. Make fun of me all you want. I enjoy it. Anyway.
No, I'm not going to make fun of you.
Thank you. But today's particular episode was about conducting really effective interviews and good interviews and things like that. And it actually was in interview format, which was very strange. So it was a podcast about podcasting, hosted by a host who was interviewing somebody, asking them about interviewing people on a podcast.
It's very circular.
Isn't it?
It's almost like Back to the Future and, like, the space-time continuum. Like, if you listen to that too long, that, like, the whole world would, like, explode.
It is. But what I'm trying to get to and taking very long to get there is the fact that the best interviews are ones that ask questions that have never been asked before. And, Steve, I think you hit on that. Diane, I think you hit on that. And me, what I would love to ask Taylor, something she has never been asked before. Is it Swifty or Swifty with a Y or an IE?
Yep, that's what the people want to know.
Taylor, your fans must know. How do you spell it? But no, realistically, if she ever were on the show, I think it would be really fun to ask her obscure questions that don't have to do with her career necessarily. But for us and for our listeners to get to know her better, I think that would be the ideal interview if we were ever given that sort of chance.
That would be really cool.
Like, just something like, hey, have you ever read Harry Potter? Like,
nope.
I don't know if she has or hasn't.
I mean, that's what I really want to know, too, because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
But I'd be curious about it. Steve wouldn't care.
We could have a Harry Steve Potter themed like, discussion with Taylor Swift.
Steve would be like, hey, Taylor, how much do you like football? Do you like football? We should watch football together. That's what Steve would be like.
No, I like other stuff. I like cars. I like all sorts of stuff.
Exactly. Well, she's already been asked the Maserati question, so we can't use that one.
Well, go ahead and fill our listeners in case they have not heard that Maserati one.
That's a good point. Was it, I believe it was Bobby Bones. I'm like 90% sure
on that.
Yeah,
it was Bobby Bones.
Okay. Well, asked her, you know, have you ever been in a Maserati at the end of a dead-end street? And she's like, I haven't ever actually been in a Maserati. I drive a Toyota. So it's just rather humorous. Nice. Taylor and her witty answers.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, according to that interview, though, Luke Bryan does have a Maserati.
Yeah, that was funny.
Taylor was ripping on him for it. She thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's find another question here. So, would you guys rather meet Taylor and become best friends with her, but never get to see her, or be her backup singer and not really be great friends with her?
I feel like this is an easy question.
Is it?
Yeah, I would rather meet her and be best friends with her, but never hang out and just like text all the time and Skype and whatever. Because then,
Skype.
What, she uses Skype? Everybody uses Skype. But I mean, like, because then you'd get the, I don't know, like the connection of being her friend. And if you just saw her but never, like, spent time with her, then you wouldn't get that. Like, you wouldn't actually be her friend. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel the same way, or do you want to just look at her?
See, I look at it at two different ways, because when it says be her backup singer and not be really great friends with her, I just kind of feel like Taylor inevitably forms a tight bond with people on her tour, specifically the agency members and people that, people she interacts with a lot. Like, she has become close friends with a lot of the agency members.
Yeah,
if not
but
all.
Like, I don't know if they're the first person that she'd call if she has a problem. You know, like, they're not her like go-to best friends, I don't think.
Maybe not. I don't know. Steve, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think you would make an awesome backup singer for Taylor, based on your singing, Adam.
Thank you. Would you like to hear the turkey song again?
No. Would you like...
that may have been sarcasm, by the way.
Sorry. What was Diane saying? No.
No, I was serious. That was not sarcasm.
Okay. Well, that answered... Well, no, Steve didn't answer that question. Would you rather be best friends and never get to see her, or be a backup singer?
Well, who wouldn't want to be best friends with anybody? I mean, that's what... I would totally want to be best friends with people. I try to be friends with people all the time. Even if I don't see them very often. I mean, think about the people that were friends, like, outside of Taylor, but, like... people that we're friends with on Twitter and all that. We don't get to see those people like much at all, but we're still friends with them. We're still talking to them all the time. That's great. I love that.
Well, and also, Steve, like, we're friends with you and we never get to see you either.
I know.
See? So I'm glad we're friends, Steve.
Aw.
Speaking of you, Steve, I have a question for you and Adam from the Ask FM.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Here goes. When you meet a potential love interest, do they get freaked out when you tell them you're huge Taylor fans and have your own podcast that is 100% about Taylor? And then this person said, if I met a guy and he had a weekly podcast about a celebrity, I would probably run, but I love you guys.
Well, let me ask you this, Anonymous. If you love us so much, why would you say that you would run from someone like us?
So basically what they're saying is they don't want to date you guys.
How rude.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think they're mean in the sense of just a celebrity, like not particularly, like if you're a fan of Taylor, you and you like podcasts, you're probably going to be listening to the show. But I'm just saying in general, where somebody would be just any celebrity, like just kind of more random, like something that they may not be a fan of, like, you know, just name anything. Does that make sense? I don't know.
No, actually, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, let's say if this girl met some guy who had a podcast about Celine Dion and was obsessed with her, and she was like,
Celine!
I don't get it. And then...
Right. Like, I think it makes more sense if they are a fan of that same celebrity that you do the podcast.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're
saying...
That's
what I meant to say the first time.
a potential love interest could get freaked out if they're not also a fan. However... I have yet to meet anybody where I have found myself in a situation where I'm embarrassed to be doing this podcast. Like, everybody I have told about it thus far thinks it's actually really cool.
Yeah, same with me.
Like, whether they're a Taylor fan or not is irrelevant. Like, people I've met just think it's cool that I'm doing something to support someone that I'm a fan of.
I've had some people say, what's a podcast?
Well, how old were those people?
Varying age.
Yeah, that might be your problem.
Yeah, so I feel like we should just kind of wrap it up, guys. I want to get to some turkey eating.
Gobble, gobble, make you wobble, wobble.
No, it's one last time for the road, I suppose.
Oh, God. I started this.
Turkey, 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 gobble, gobble, gobble. You eat a whole bunch and you wobble, wobble, wobble.
Is there a tune to that song, or you just kind of make it up?
No, that's more or less the tune. I just tweaked it a little. I did the remix there.
Mm.
Or I could do like the rap mix, the turkey, 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 gobble, gobble, gobble.
Just stop the show now.
Yes.
Please.
You
eat a whole
bunch.
Okay, got it. I think they
wobble,
know it by heart
wobble.
Now.
Well, that's the whole point. They should.
Good. You did your job. Now let's adios.
So to those of you celebrating, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. We're going to wrap up episode 102 here a little bit early today so we can go celebrate with our families. It's been great chatting with you guys. Great chatting about Taylor. We love it. Remember, keep these questions coming in for the next midweek episode, ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. If you want to submit anything else, remember to visit TaylorTalk.org/contact, and we have all our different methods of contact there, including emails, voicemails, text messages, etc., etc., etc. That's TaylorTalk.org/contact, and we look forward to seeing you guys on episode 103 Monday. So for episode 102, this has been Adam.
I'm Diane.
And Steve.
Saying have a great turkey day, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Living on a prayer.
Oh, Steve.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.